fourth vice president of these United States from 1805 until my death in 1812. I served under two presidents, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. In fact, I was the only one to do so besides John C. Calhoun, who served under John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson. Before I was vice president, I served as the first governor of the state of New York, 1777 to 1793. That's 21 years. It's the longest serving governor of New York, or in fact any state of the Union, until December 2015, when my record was broken by Terry Branstad from Iowa. By the way, he was appointed as U.S. Ambassador to China in 2017, and it's his personal friendship with the Chinese president, whom he met back in 1985, but I digress. Before serving as governor, I was clerk of the Court of Common Appeals of Ulster County, New York. Did that for some 50 years, actually, from the age of 22 until my death in 1812. I also served in the military. I was a lieutenant in the British Army during the Seven Years' War, which now more commonly called the French and Indian War. Oh, the colonies were reeling from the French and Indian War, and the taxes that Britain imposed, they were extremely high. In fact, the tax on tea led to some patriotic chaps dumping much of a shipment of tea into Boston Harbor. You probably all read about that. This oppression led to another war, but this time against Britain. You've probably heard of that one too, the Revolution. So General Washington appointed me Brigadier General in the Continental Army and had me commanding Fort Clinton, not named after me, by the way, and Fort Montgomery, which protected the Hudson Highlands and the giant chain that was stretched below the two forts to keep the British from New York City going north while General Washington was in this New York City fighting the Battle of Long Island, the Battle of Brooklyn Heights. Well, a little about me. Do seem to enjoy talking about me, don't I? Anyway, I was born on July 26th, 1739, in Little Britain, the province of New York, which is now part of New Windsor, near the present city of Newburgh, New York. And I died on April 20th in 1812, at the age of 72, in Washington while serving as vice president. In fact, I was the first vice president to die in office. In fact, I was the first vice president to die, period. My final resting place wound up the old Dutch church in Kingston, New York. Now, I was originally buried in the Congressional Cemetery on Capitol Hill on the Anacostia River in Washington. But then in 1908, I was dug up and reinterred in Kingston. Yeah. I was fortunate enough to be introduced to Cornelia Tappan. Lovely girl. Pretty girl, too. In any event, I married her, and we had six children, five daughters, one son, Catherine, Cornelia, George Washington Clinton, Elizabeth, Martha Washington Clinton, and Maria. pretty little girl. They all married well, except for Martha. Don't know why she never married, but there you have it. I always like to think that since Catherine married twice, we sort of averaged one marriage per child. My father, Charles, he was a farmer surveyor. He served as a member of the Colonial Assembly. Well, anyway, my father left Longford County, Ireland, in 1729 to escape the Anglican regime that imposed severe disabilities on religious dissenters. My brother James had a rich military record, and his son DeWitt, well, he followed in my footsteps, became the sixth governor of the state of New York. He was in the U.S. Senate, he was the mayor of New York City. And among many, many accomplishments, he instigated the Erie Canal. And although in his time they called it Clinton's Folly or DeWitt's Ditch, it certainly proved to be a great boon to commerce and in New York and the country. Well, let me mention, during your last election, people often ask me if I was related to Mrs. Hillary Clinton, wife of the 42nd president, Bill Clinton. And the short answer to it is there is no relationship between us. He's not even a Clinton. He was born William Jefferson Blythe III, but he took the surname of his stepfather, Clinton. So there you have it. And I want to say a few things about what they call my legacy. Many things were named after me. There's Clinton County, New York. It's actually a Clinton County in Missouri and Clinton County in Ohio and perhaps several others. And of course, the village of Clinton in New York and Clinton Corners in New York, etc. All named for me. It's also gilded equestrian sculpture of me on Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C. And the state of New York actually donated a bronze statue of me to the U.S. Capitol's National Statuary Hall collection in the Capitol. In 2000, the state of New York actually renamed the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge in honor of me. How about that? But I tell you, my favorite legacy, if you will, is that I appear in John Trumbull's painting, The Declaration of Independence. Even though I neither signed the declaration nor was present when it was signed, it wasn't even in Washington, D.C. at the time. You all may have a copy, actually, of that painting in your wallet right now. Its painting appears on the reverse side of the reissue of the $2 bill. The original $2 bill had Monticello on the back, but in 1976, it was replaced with the Declaration of Independence. Which, by the way, was not the signing of the Declaration. It was actually shows the five-man drafting committee presenting their draft to Congress. The actual signing took place several days later. And, of course, the vote several days after that. There you have a bit about me.